Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about the elderly. Are they at nutritional risk? Do you ever think about that? Well, it's really hard to believe that in this country, some people are in poor nutritional health. But it is true, and it is especially true with the elderly. Now, a poor diet, of course, can cause chronic fatigue, which already, you know, fatigue is a little bit of a problem with the elderly. It can reduce some of their healing and recovery time after having surgery. It also can suppress or reduce their immune system so that they don't have a great ability to fight diseases or to recover from an illness. And having a poor nutritional state just makes it very difficult to undertake their daily activities. So these are things that if you're maybe younger and have great energy, you don't think about. But there are some warning signs of a poor diet in the elderly, and that means they might be at nutritional risk. And these are things that we check when some of our older folks come in for visits. There are certain questions we like to ask or check out to see how they're doing. So let me share with you some of the areas that we like to check out with the elderly to see if they're headed down the wrong path nutrition-wise. So these are some of the questions that I would ask. I'd like to know if you've had an illness or a condition that's really changed your eating recently. Maybe you had surgery and now food doesn't taste so good, so you really don't even have an interest in eating. Or you've had some dental work done and you can't eat. You can hardly open your mouth. It's impossible to chew. You have sores in your mouth from maybe chemotherapy. And so a lot of foods, they really hurt when you put them in your mouth and you've kind of stopped your eating. So there are a lot of illnesses or conditions that alter a person's food intake intentionally or unintentionally. Either way, they're not getting in the nutrients they need. Do you only eat one or two meals a day? Well, it's really hard to get in all your nutrition if you're minus the three meals a day that are recommended. So remember, three meals aren't recommended just willy-nilly. There's a reason for that. And it's much easier to get in all the nutrients that your body needs in three meals that are spread out evenly throughout the day. But if an older person is only eating maybe one meal that's delivered to them through Meals on Wheels and they don't eat any other time during the day, we know that there could be a nutritional problem. How's your intake of fruits and veggies? We know if someone is not eating many fruits and veggies, there are a lot of vitamins and minerals that they are not getting. It very much affects their immune system and their ability to fight things like the common cold or flu or virus. Do you ever drink milk as an older adult or have dairy products? A lot of older folks do not drink milk on a regular basis, and this is an inexpensive, great source of protein as well as other vitamins and minerals, as you know. Do you have more than two alcoholic drinks a day? There's probably going to be a nutritional compromise if that's going on, or the alcohol is replacing some other fluid like milk, or it might be replacing even a whole meal. So that's something to be in tune to, that alcohol needs to be a very small part of the diet. Do you have tooth or mouth problems? You know, a lot of older folks have loose teeth, very fragile gums, bleeding gums. They're sensitive. They hurt. It's hard for them to have anything more than a bowl of soup or a bowl of cereal where the cereal's just been soaked up in milk. And so they very much change their food intake to accommodate the feeling in the mouth. Do you eat alone most of the time? If you're alone, if you've lost your partner after 30, 40, 50 years of marriage, that can dramatically change your ability or desire to make or have a meal. For an older man who's relied on his wife for all their married life to prepare their meals and now he's on his own, he's probably not bothering to make dinner. He might just be opening up a can of soup or having a bowl of cereal. Do you skimp on food purchases because of money issues? And a lot of older folks are in some financial constraints and they are very skimpy with purchasing food, or they select some foods that are inexpensive but not very healthy for them. We also like to check to see what the medications are, because sometimes your medications can alter your appetite, can change your taste buds or your desire for food, and dramatically affect how you eat. So there can, along that line with medications changing your food taste, if someone's had something like chemotherapy, we really need to see if that's altered their ability to eat, including how food tastes. We also look at to see if there's been an unwanted weight loss in the past few months. That's a sign that someone perhaps is not eating well. And the other area to look at is just overall level of energy. You have to have energy to do the cooking in the kitchen, don't you? So if at the end of the day you're really tired, you probably aren't going to make dinner. Or if you get up tired and you're just tired all day, you're probably going to limit your shopping or even going out to eat. So if you or a loved one, elderly loved one, answered yes to some of those questions that I just asked, then that person is at nutritional risk. So it's important to have these areas checked out with your doctor. To, if you answered yes to any of this, or some of your family members have some of these conditions, you really want to move on it. You can be referred to a registered dietitian who can help you come up with some solutions nutrition-wise to fit your budget. You might want to receive something like Meals on Wheels, or to get your lunch at a local senior center. There are many avenues out there. You just need to check it out. There's some great information at nutrition.gov, and elderly nutrition programs are discussed at that website. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian, too. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it on.